My fellow Americans, the referendum is complete. With yesterday's votes in Georgia and South Carolina, we now have had five special congressional elections since the inauguration. Four of them in Republican districts, one in a Democratic district. So let's tally up the score, shall we? Of the four districts that were Republican in January, the number of them that are still Republican is four. And of the one Democratic district that was Democratic in April, it is still Democratic. So we still have two more special elections to go, one in November, the other in December. I'm sure CNN will start the countdown clock any moment now, but they are both in Republican districts in Alabama and Utah, and even though I have conducted no polls and, in fact, have no idea who the candidates are, I'm going to predict right here that those two districts will stay Republican. So I think it is finally time to acknowledge, now that the voters have spoken five more times, thank you, since November, the country is under Republican control. So let's move on and govern it. And I think the first step is to pass a health care plan so Americans will know once and for all whether they should feel secure or terrified. When Obama was president, Republicans, by their own count, voted at least six times to repeal Obamacare entirely, beginning in January of 2011. And if you throw in all the times they tried or succeeded in repealing part of it, you're up to 62 times. No! So this can't be that hard. Pass the replacement in time for people to feel the effects, and then in 2018, we can have a real referendum.